Hi. Oh, sweetheart. Come in, come in. I was so worried after your call. I was just sitting here waiting for you to arrive. Here. Sit down, sit down. Let me take your coat, and I made your favorite tea. You always look like you need it when you're hurting. And whatever it is that you need to just let out, I already have the bath ready for you, and I don't want you to argue against that, okay? I'll run it for you later if you'd like. Candles, silence, peaceful. Okay? Okay. Now, why don't you go ahead and explain to me what exactly happened? I understand. No. No. No, this is not your fault. God, you give so much of yourself. He's my son, and I love him, but I see the way he takes from you. I watch it happen, and it kills me having to stay quiet. Absolutely. 100%. He takes you for granted. While he's sitting there talking over you, I'm the one listening to your words. When he looks and demands from your body, I read your soul. Sometimes I feel like the universe made a mistake. No, go ahead. Keep telling me what happened. I'm sorry. I tried to raise him better than that. But my son, he doesn't know how to love something delicate. You hand him a rose and he'll pull the petals apart, trying to figure out what it is. It's not fair. You have to say that, or you're only saying that because you're his wife. Let me tell you something. You don't deserve that. And I'm not just telling you as a woman to woman, or as a mother-in-law seeing her son treating such treasure like garbage. But you are so precious. You are so good, giving, loving, everything I've always wanted. I know it's wrong, and I know what this might look like, but you're here, and you're hurting, and I can't sit here and pretend anymore because you don't deserve that. You deserve to be with somebody who loves you, who knows you, who'll learn your love language. You deserve that. You deserve somebody to worship you. I could worship you. Oh. you're here. And I just want to show you. I want to prove to you how good you could have it. That you deserve better. You've been haunting me. You are in every step and every thought. And tonight you call me and you show up at my door like this. I can't stay silent anymore. I can't. Not when I know what I could give you. I know. I know what he offers you. And it's not enough. When I first met you, it was like somebody finally turned the light on. I cherished every moment I had with you. Every time you laughed at something I said, I'd memorize the sound like it was a prayer and replay it in my head whenever I was alone. It's what got me through the days. I've replayed so many things in my head. All of it is you. Do you know how many times I've watched you sleep? Pretending I was adjusting your pillow when in reality I was memorizing the shape of your lips. The way your eyelashes rest against your cheeks. You have captivated me since the moment I met you. And that was the moment, the same moment, that I knew you were too good for my son. That he didn't deserve you. That time that I had asked you what perfume you wore, I went out and bought it. And I wore it for a week just to see what it felt like. Carry you on my skin. And do you remember that time? That time I picked you up, or both of you up, from the bar. You were fumbling around with that lipstick and you dropped it. You didn't realize you had. It wasn't until later when you asked me if you could check my car for it. But I had already picked it up. And I wear that lipstick while touching myself, tasting my lips, imagining it's your mouth I'm moaning into. When I met you, it was inevitable. Like our lives were meant to be intertwined, and like the universe was making things right. Please, please, just listen. I know that this might be a lot to hear, but now that I've said it, I don't want to stop. I've memorized your skin without ever seeing it. So please let me feel what I've only dreamt about. Let me run my hand over your shoulders and down your arms. touch these beautiful thighs. And engrave the curves of you into my memory. No, no, no. That's not wrong. Something that is this right can't be wrong. I'm not asking you to cheat. You're... Oh, no. You're not cheating. You're coming home. You're letting someone love you the way you always needed, the way you always wanted deep down. Please, please, you can't look at me like I'm the villain. Not when you came here tonight wanting to be seen. Not when you ran to me because you know with me you're safe. I notice everything. I'm the one who notices when you flinch away from his words, when you go quiet, when you're pretending to be fine. And you're gonna sit here and tell me that you think he deserves you more than I do. He's so self-absorbed to notice that you're slowly dying inside. That he is snuffing out that beautiful light that I first saw when I laid eyes on you. You don't deserve to be dismissed like that. You deserve to be seen. To be touched by hands that will worship you like this. So let him come home to an empty bed and let him feel what it's like to lose you. Let him live with that. The way that I have lived with it, watching you leave my house with him. No, please. You're really gonna sit there and tell me that you don't sit there across from him every night, quiet, silent, and starving for attention? Tell me that that's not what it is. Right. Because he never glances up for you. Meanwhile, I'm here, across from you, sitting in front of you, imagining what your lips would taste like. I could make you feel good, give you the attention that you deserve. Marriage. Vows that he's not even upholding. Let him keep that wedding band. Let him have the title. I'll take the part of you he never even tried to understand. I'll nurture that side of you. I'll give you all that you deserve. Because I know that this is real. Look at the way you're breathing with my hands and feet running over your skin, oh, gently touching your chest. Oh. parted lips. Oh, that dazed look on your face. I know you think that this is wrong, but this is what was always meant to be. This isn't cheating. This is correction. This is the universe correcting itself and finally setting things right. Look at the way your legs slowly parted just enough for my hand to find itself right here between your thighs. And I'll ruin you softly. I'll tear you open with worship and I'll make you come so hard you forget which sin brought you here. I'm telling you right now, you could claw your way back to him and clean yourself with bleach and scrub your lips till they bleed. But you will still be mine. Because you're gonna let me in. And I am never leaving. You feel it too, don't you? Oh, the way your heart is pounding. I can feel it pulsing right here. Right where I feel you getting wet. Let me love you the way you deserve to be loved. Let me show you who really owns you. Here, I push these panties to the side. Just spread your legs a little. Just like first, since somebody gave a shit about how you felt. Oh, your body, it's begging for it. The way you're squeezing me like you don't want to let go, like your cunt already knows who you really belong to, who really owns it. That's right. That's right. This is what you could be feeling. This is the way you should be feeling every fucking time. Every time your body needs a release. That's it. Take my fingers like you've been waiting to take them for years. Oh, like you knew it was always supposed to be me. Here, let me grab onto the back of your neck and keep fingering you, forcing your eyes on mine. Don't stop looking at me. That's right. Oh, make those pretty noises for me. That's okay. Grip onto the pillows just like I grip onto the pillows of the couch right here. Oh, where we would sit like a fucking family. Where you were left to feel unappreciated and silenced. Let me appreciate your body. Let me worship your body. Let me feel it. So close. But I want to fucking drink you. Here. Let me get on my knees. Lift your legs so that your feet are resting on the couch. There we go. Just like that. Oh, God. I've wanted to do this for so long. To be able to look up at you. And taste. Oh, taste your cunt the way I've always wanted. Let me take care of you. Let me fucking own you. Hold on to your legs. Keep spreading them open. You want more? Oh, then grab my head with one of your hands and push my head deeper. Come on, baby. Oh, make me drown in you. I want it. I need it. I've been waiting for it. Good girl. Oh, you spread your legs for him out of habit. But you're spreading them for me because you need it. Isn't that right, precious? Your soul knows the difference. It knows who really owns you. So fucking come in my mouth the way you deserve, beautiful. Yes. Oh, come. Oh, God, give it to me. Here, lay right here. Curl up into me. Rest your head head on my chest. I got you. Just feel my hands rubbing against you. Calming you. It's okay. It's okay. Catch your breath. Oh, yes. You feel that? That peace? That's what love is supposed to feel like. I won't ask you to leave him. I could never ask you to leave him. But everything we just did, that was your vow to me. Every moan from your mouth, your thighs around my face, that's all the promise I need. You're mine now. You're finally home. So rest now, my love. I'll be here in the morning, like I have always been.